narrated Ithban bin Malik, who witnessed the Badr battle and was from the Ansar, that he came to the Prophet, peace be upon him, and said, "O Allah's Messenger, I have lost my eyesight, and I lead my people in the Salah prayer as an imam. When it rains, the valley which is between me and my people flows with water, and then I cannot go to their mosque to lead them in the Salah prayer. O Allah's Messenger, I wish that you could come and offer Salah prayer in my house, so that I may take it as a praying place." The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "If Allah will, I will do that." The next morning, soon after the sun had risen, Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, came with Abu Bakr. The Prophet, peace be upon him, asked for the permission to enter, and I admitted him. The Prophet, peace be upon him, had not sit till he had entered the house and said to me, "Where do you like me to offer salah, prayer, in your house?" I pointed at a place in my house, whereupon he stood and said, "Allahu Akbar." We lined behind him, and he offered 2 rak'ah and finished it with taslim. We then requested him to stay for a special meal of khazira, which we had prepared. A large number of men from the adjoining area gathered in the house. One of them said, "Where is Malik bin Ad-Dukhshun?" Another man said, "He is a hypocrite and does not love Allah and His Messenger." The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "Do not say so. Haven't you seen that he has said, 'La ilaha illallah, none has the right to be worshipped but Allah,' seeking Allah's countenance, that is, for Allah's sake only?" The man said, "Allah and His Messenger, peace be upon him, know better, but we have always seen him mixing with hypocrites and giving them advice." The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "Allah has forbidden the hellfire for those who testify that 'La ilaha illallah, none has the right to be worshipped but Allah, seeking Allah's countenance, that is, for Allah's sake only.'" See Hadith number 425.